T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa.
On a snowy Wednesday in the greatest city of them all, there is no Mike's On. You are treated or untreated to John Jastrzemski and Evan Roberts filling in until 6:30 this afternoon. Ernie and McMonagle on the other side. One thing I always hate about free agency and the off seasons for all the sports, the NBA come July, the NFL right now, baseball for the last, you know, feels like 18 months, are the reports that turn out to be true or it just doesn't materialize into anything for weeks and weeks at a time. So in the last 45 minutes, and you heard a little bit of it with CMB earlier, or if you're just on Twitter, you've seen Landon Collins this, Landon Collins that. And I don't know who's right, because the first report, JJ, was Josiana Anderson of ESPN saying he's cleaned out his locker, he's saying goodbye. And then you got the local guy, Schwartz and Vacchiano, saying that's not true. I don't know what the heck is true. Here's what we know. The Giants have 2 weeks to decide if they want to franchise him. If they franchise him, they could then sign him to a long-term contract eventually. If they don't franchise him, he'll be a free agent and he'll be gone. I don't know what the Giants are thinking, but I know what I'm thinking, and you know what you're thinking. But I don't know what the Giants are going to do. So this is one of the negatives of free agency, where you live and die by tweets that come out every 20 minutes, and we don't know the truth.
Well, it's amazing, Evan. I mean, 45 minutes ago, you're thinking, all right, Landon Collins is a goner. He's cleaning out his locker. And then you got the local guys. It's Schwartz. It's Ralph Vacchiano, my friend over at SNY. It's Art Stapleton. And all the local Giant media is basically telling you this report is not accurate. Here's what I do know. The Giants had an opportunity in a 1-7 year where they were dead and buried, where they were selling off guys. There was a report out there that I believed, that I thought was spot on, that they could have potentially gotten a second round pick for Landon Collins. So here's what I do know. If they're not going to franchise this guy, if they're not going to keep him in the long term, then why on earth was he on this roster for the entirety of a meaningless season where the Giants were out of it, where they were not in contention? If they could have gotten a second-round pick for Landon Collins and now all of a sudden they're going to let him walk for nothing, makes absolutely no sense.
No, and to me, I'm keeping Landon Collins. I mean, he's a guy who's been in the league for 4 years now. He's been relatively healthy until this past year, and I think a part of why he didn't play over the final 4 weeks of the season is where the season was going. You know, if the Giants are in a playoff race, if the Giants are marching towards 10 wins,
you keep them.
It's different. I think it's very different as far as how many games he plays. This is a guy who's been to the Pro Bowl a bunch of times. He's been all pro. And we touched on this yesterday. Similar to JPP, it's going to be frustrating that maybe the best of Landon Collins has already occurred. I think that's possible. And I think we saw that with Jason Pierre-Paul earlier on in his career. With that said, you've got to replace him. Replacing him is not going to be easy, especially when you don't have as much cap room as many other teams in the NFL. There aren't a lot of free agents out there that are better than Landon Collins, very few, and you've already got a lot of holes to begin with. So this is not about, hey, is Landon Collins going to put together a Hall of Fame career? Will he ever match what he was 2 years ago when he was all pro? It's about, if you decide to move on from him, to your point, why didn't you do it 5 months ago, which you're right on about? And part two, how are you going to replace him?
Well, and here's the problem, Evan. You know, the Giants have this mentality, I believe, going into 2019, that they're going to be a good team. And they had that same flawed mentality when they took Saquon Barkley, who's a stud. No getting around that. They didn't go after their quarterback of the future. But I think the Giants, with the way they look down a stretch, they're telling you, we're close. We're making steps in the right direction. We have a plan with Gettleman and Shurmur. Hold on a second now. You have a plan to put together a winning football team on the field. How exactly are you going to go about that when you have all of these other needs to fill? We know the offensive line needs work. We know they had no semblance of a pass rush. That's why they were terrible in the fourth quarters of games. It's why they couldn't close out a game because they couldn't get after Cam Newton, Dak Prescott, Andrew Luck. You mentioned some of those games down the stretch that got away from the Giants. No pass rush. So you have all of that you got to accomplish and get after. And yet, Landon Collins, even though he wasn't as good as he was in 2016, to your point, he's still one of the better defensive players on his team. The idea of letting him go for nothing is perplexing.
No, and they haven't done it yet. And I think that's the best part. The best part is they haven't let him go for nothing. You know, maybe they will ultimately decide to do that. Maybe we look back on this 2 weeks from now, a few weeks from now, and we look back at the Josie Anderson tweet that said he's saying goodbye, he's cleaning out the locker. And maybe the saying goodbye part turns out to be true. The cleaning out the locker part apparently isn't true because there are probably people staring at the locker and see that it's not been cleaned out. So that's easy to know if it's true or not. They may let him go, but if they let him go, it's going to be even more so than the decision to draft Saquon Barkley, because that decision hasn't been determined yet as far as long-term if it was the right call. If they end up getting a quarterback in this year's draft,
it changes things.
It changes everything.
You're absolutely right.
That's always been the case.
Especially if that quarterback is the real deal.
Of
whether
course.
It's Haskins or Kyler Murray. I've said all along, Evan, I was not a fan of that pick. That said, if we're sitting here come September and the Giants with their sixth pick or they trade up to get the guy that they want to go get, they end up with a quarterback, you know what I'm going to say? All right. You got Saquon Barkley, you got a quarterback. And if you end up being a top flight football team, I can get behind that rationale.
Look, at the time, and I can't say it was everybody, but I had the same view as you. Joe had the same view as well, which is, hey, if I'm picking as high as that, and I obviously need to replace Eli Manning soon, I'm taking the quarterback. I wouldn't have taken the running back. The running back is tremendous. No one's denying how good Saquon Barkley is. But that decision has not yet been determined yet overall, if it was the right decision. And I think sometimes today in society, whether it's on Twitter or even on Sports Talk Radio, we want to ultimately convict it and make our decision now. There's no decision yet on if it was the right call or not. If they find a quarterback this year or next year, and that's the heir apparent to Eli Manning, then they hit a grand slam. Then Dave Gettleman looks fantastic. If they're in the wilderness for the next 15 years, like your franchise has been, like my franchise has been,
it's
hopefully.
Hell. Trust me.
Of course it's hell. Well, then they made a bad choice no matter how good Saquon is. Of course. No question about that. And I think ultimately that's the biggest thing that's on people's mind, the whole Eli decision and how they find the heir apparent. But if they're going to compete next year, and in the NFL, you can compete after a horrible season the year before.
Well, you can compete with a rookie quarterback, too.
Yeah.
Look at the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Look at the impact Baker Mayfield had on that team. Wilson, when he was a rookie quarterback.
Mark Sanchez
took your team to an AFC
Joe
title
Flacco.
Game.
Happens all the time.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. I mean, Patrick Mahomes wasn't a rookie, but it was his first year starting. But it creates more difficulties in this offseason if you let Landon Collins go, especially when there could have been a second or third round pick coming back. Now, if they let him go as a free agent, if they don't franchise him, they are likely to get a compensatory pick.
Not going to be as good as the second or third, though.
No, it's not, because compensatory picks start after the third round. So, that answers it.
And that's my problem, Evan. You know, if the Giants were in contention last year, if they were in legitimate contention, they were kind of on the fence with what they were going to do with Landon Collins, I could understand holding on to him. Because, look, in the NFL, you get to the playoffs, that's a big deal. You win a division, that's a big deal. You started 1-7. You stunk. You were awful. You were out of it by mid-October. You knew, they traded away Snacks Harrison.
Eli Apple,
going to the New Orleans Saints, that you were out of contention. If you decided at 1-7, you know what? We're not keeping Landon Collins. We're not paying Landon Collins. We don't think he's the same player he was in 2016. And these offers were out there. What were we doing?
Well, that's why if I had to just make a prediction, an educated prediction, which could turn out to be incredibly wrong, or maybe I'm right.
Well,
I don't know.
That tag with Le'Veon Bell.
Right. Well, that's not even happening.
Go with that.
But my point to you yesterday was if they transitioned him, which they're not, they could bring him back if the offer wasn't as high. Here's the answer. We're never going to find out because they never transitioned him. So we'll never know the answer on what would have happened. I don't think they're letting Landon Collins go for nothing. Now you're going to hand me a – oh, I thought Ernie was going to hand me a piece of paper that says
breaking news
Landon
too.
Collins is out. He's gone. So as I'm giving the prediction, I can say I was wrong. But ultimately, I don't think they're going to let him go for the reasons that we just laid out. We saw Gettleman before the trade deadline, and it hurt them in the short term. It hurt them. When they traded Snacks Harrison, it hurt them in the short term.
One defense was awful.
Of course.
Second corner, not so great.
Eli Apple's not that good to begin with, but
they got torched a couple of cases with the New Orleans Saints.
Right. If they felt worry about franchising him, eventually giving him a long-term contract or what have you, I agree. I think they would have traded him. That's why I don't think they are just going to let him go. I don't think it makes a lot of sense, and Dave Gettleman is a smart guy. And it seems like they have a plan.
Well, let's see that plan. And you know what, Evan? I think the plan for the Giants is as simple as this. You know, we could talk about certain aspects on defense, pass rush. We could talk about the
That's
future
their number
of Landon
one
Collins.
Thing they
well,
need to ask,
to
by
me,
the
way I look at the Giants, pass their rush. Number one question, no. It's about the quarterback position.
Well, long term it is. Yes, I agree.
Because I don't see them. We haven't done a show talking about the future of the New York Giants, so I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. I don't see this franchise ever getting back to the top of the mountain, or dare I say, a January mountain where they're playing a divisional round or a championship game with Eli Manning. Well, I think that ship has sailed. I do.
It's two questions. Long term, it's quarterback. It's not even close. There's not even a debate. Long term, they've got to find the heir apparent to Eli Manning. No question about it. If it's about, hey, how can we win in 2019? That's my singular focus. It's pass rush. That's number one.
Well, because you can close out games that way. And
yes.
The Giants, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, had chances to close out games and couldn't get after the quarterback.
Yes, and Olivier Vernon didn't live up fully to what they hoped he would be when they signed him. The fact he was a Pro Bowler this year was a joke. We all know it was.
Well, it just goes to show you what a waste of time the Pro Bowl is.
Right. And what's funny about that, and I said this at the time to Joe, is that we know it's a waste of time. Yet when we talk about guys' careers, we bring up
should
how many times they went.
No. I said it all the time. Look at all pros. All pros matter.
Yes.
When you're first team all pro, when you're second team all pro, the Pro Bowl, I mean, they're taking guys off the street to play quarterback. Evan, next year, I want to audition. Forget about the guys who are like the 12th or the 13th best quarterback in the league. Let me go down to Florida, Hawaii, wherever it's going to be. Get me a uniform. Let me hang out. I'll go see Mickey and Minnie. Let me play quarterback. It'd be more fun than watching that game.
Hey, you know what?
You'd watch.
I'm going to impress you. I'm going to bring it back to the Nets for a second. You got the height to be my stretch four. Instead of watching Jared Dudley, I could watch John Jastrzemski tomorrow night against the Trailblazers.
You think I am way taller than I actually am.
No, I know.
You said the other day I was like 6'4". I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess I have depth perception issues.
I'm wearing the boots today, so maybe that gives me a couple extra
that
inches.
That is.
Maybe.
One last thing about Collins, and I hate to pick on this guy, but I am because he stunk. Curtis Riley doesn't help matters. And what I mean by that is when you're pairing Landon Collins with the cavalcade of mediocrity, that doesn't help. When you improve this defense, when you add a safety next to him that's better, when you improve the corners, when you get a pass rush, it is going to make everybody better, including a guy like Landon Collins, who is a leader on this defense. I think letting him go, I would have said this 5 months ago when they were thinking about trading him. I think I did say it. And I'm saying it now. I'd bring him back. Now, I don't know what each side is asking for. That's the beauty of the franchise tag. You use the franchise tag to kind of hold the guy in place until you can agree to a contract that everybody's good with, and then you move on. And you check that box. I hate that phrase, but I'm using it anyway.
Checking that box.
And you move on. And you go get pass rush help. And you address the quarterback situation. The quarterback situation, you can go a lot of different ways. Could you bring back Eli Manning in conjunction with drafting a quarterback? You can.
If Eli wants to do that. We don't know.
Well, that's the key. He's got to want to do it.
You got to have that conversation. This comes from David Deal, who's obviously well-connected to the New York Giants, does our football show on Sunday morning. Not true, according to the Josina Anderson report. I talked to Landon this morning in the Giants locker room after getting done doing therapy on his shoulder and didn't clean out his locker. That's coming from David Deal. So a lot of the people well-connected to the Giants, Evan, they're basically saying this Josina Anderson report is bunch crap.
Well, and I always like to, even though sometimes it bites you in the face, I always like to try to look at logic. And you were saying it earlier. Why would you let a guy go for nothing when you could have traded him a few months ago for potentially your second or third round pick? Logic doesn't back up, and we'll see. Maybe the Giants will be illogical. I don't know. Logic doesn't back up just simply letting Landon Collins walk away. I stand by that. We'll see if the Giants are logical or illogical over the next couple of weeks. But it just wouldn't make sense to let him walk away. It's not a smart football move. I'm sorry.
Well, I can tell you right now, they end up seeing Landon Collins wearing a different uniform. Let's say he goes to the Indianapolis Colts and you're just getting that compensatory pick. Mm-hmm. I will come on the air and kill the New York Giants, as will you.
Oh, of course. I think a lot of Giant fans
would.
We will
kill them.
I know Mike won't. Mike's not a big fan of Landon Collins.
One of the best defensive players on his team. He cannot leave this team for nothing.
No, it's absolutely not.
It's not your business.
And that's, and I'm glad you said that, because that's a part of this. Even if you're a Giant fan right now who says, yeah, you guys are overrating Landon Collins, here's why that's irrelevant. Then you trade him when you have the chance.
Second round pick, third round pick, let's go.
The compensatory situation, it's, you can't feel confident that, okay, you're getting a third round pick, because the way they divvy out these compensatory picks is based on how much money a guy gets, their success in the postseason. It's like a weird formula. You don't want to risk that. Just get the pick. And by the way, it's for the following draft, not this draft. So if you had traded him now, you had a pick for now, as opposed to one in the 2020
draft.
And
the idea is you're trying to win and maximize the prime of Beckham if he's here and Barkley if he's here.
No question.
Listen, running backs, as great as Barkley may be, I hate to break it to anybody who thinks he's going to have some 15, 17-year career in the league. More often than not, with the running back, it does not happen.
No, of course
not. So you take it, Saquon Barkley, those first couple of years when he's electrifying, I want to be good.
Yeah. You've got a window with a running back, even if Saquon is that Hall of Fame, quote-unquote, generational guy, that's probably 5 years, 6 years, seven if you're really lucky. You're not looking at a 15-year career. We will talk to a guy who I know you admire, one of your fellow Orange, the great Ian Eagle.
The best in the business,
not
in my
only
opinion.
Is
the best.
He the best. He does college basketball, the Nets, the NFL during the season. Tomorrow is Ian Eagle Day. The man is being honored. 25 years of broadcasting the Brooklyn and before that New Jersey Nets. So we'll talk plenty of things with Ian. His career, college hoops, Syracuse, the Nets.
Syracuse, by the way, Syracuse.
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 Is that how you guys like to call
it? Well, I hear
then
Syracuse.
I'll go back to Syracuse.
I mean,
just to
I'm like, what's Syracuse? I'm just breaking your teeth.
No, I understand. Syracuse.
No,
I'm going to call him Syracuse. I just like to tick you guys. All you Orange guys off.
I know you though.
But we will talk to Ian Eagle coming up at 4 o'clock. A lot of baseball to touch on as well. And, of course, your calls at 877-337-6666. We are broadcasting to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.